ominous, wrathful, vengeful, angry, vindictive. For many religions, both primitive and recent, gods have been regarded as such. So when St. Mark writes that Jesus had compassion for the people, this concept of compassion was crazy, radical, unheard of, and so far from what they believed a God was capable of. Yet Jesus' attitude of compassion towards people is mentioned numerous times in the Gospels. And it is, in fact, the very essence of our God, who reveals himself in a personal way and is moved and affected by what happens in our world. This is who our God is. As opposed to a God who simply commands and expects obedience or has pity on those poor people who are lost. This word compassion describes our God so well when you consider the German meaning for the word compassion, which is, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Mitleid, which means with suffering. With suffering. What compassion means in German. And as we all know, at the end of Jesus' story on this earth, compassion perfectly describes what it was that led Jesus to suffer on the cross for us. And even though our hearts are touched by this act of compassion, and we are drawn to this sacrifice, believe it or not, this concept of a compassionate God is still today, a radical notion in our world. And because of that, it is so hard to wrap our heads around it. And it's subject to constant doubt and manipulation. Many people question, could it be that God really knows my pain and suffers with me in my heartache and my regret and grief and loneliness and fear? And how? How do I reconcile this knowledge of a compassionate, forgiving, grace-filled God with all of these rules and regulations and restrictions and consequences of this world? Difficult. And the truth is, even though we are not of this world, we are in this world. And our decisions are greatly influenced by it, by this world, as opposed to God's compassionate kingdom. Yes, even clergy are sometimes more influenced by the ways of this world rather than by God's compassionate kingdom. It is said that during the Second World War, some soldiers living in France wanted to bury a friend and fellow soldier who had been killed. Being in a foreign country, they wanted to ensure their fallen comrade had a proper burial. They found a well-kept cemetery with a low stone wall around it, a picturesque little Catholic church, and a peaceful outlook. This was just the place to bury their friend. But when they approached the priest, he answered that unless their friend was a baptized Catholic, he could not be buried in the cemetery. He wasn't. Sensing the soldiers' disappointment, the priest showed them a spot outside the walls where they could bury their friend. Reluctantly, they did so. The next day, the soldiers returned to pay their final respects to their fallen friend, but they could not find the grave. Surely, we can't be mistaken. It was right here, they said. Confused, they approached the priest who took them to a spot inside the cemetery walls. Last night, I couldn't sleep, said the priest. I was troubled that your friend had to be buried outside the cemetery walls. So I got up and moved the fence. You see, God's compassion moved in his heart, saying, "Yes, you can." He heard God saying, "Your compassion does not need to be limited by the ways of this world. Extend it, expand it, move the fence so that no one is left outside." There's all sorts of fences in our minds, whether we realize it or not. Maybe there are things that we were told as a child for our safety, such as, "Don't do that," or "Don't go there." And we've just always lived like that, even if some of those rules aren't relevant to our situation or our day and age. Or maybe we've been on a task committee that has tried this or tried that, and it didn't work, so we ruled it out, thinking, "There's no way this could ever work." Or maybe we had a bad experience that caused us to be more cautious, more careful about who we associate with or where we go. But maybe, just maybe, God is calling us to move those fences, to open up our opportunities, to show his wonderful, crazy, radical compassion to the world. On Wednesday, I met with the PACE committee, which, for those of you who might not know, stands for Proactive Community Engagement Team. They are constantly considering new and different ways to invite people here and to go out into the community so that people can see and feel and experience God's wonderful, crazy, radical compassion. Because maybe for some people in our community, the fences of church buildings seem really tall and immovable. Or maybe they've never even considered that they might feel welcome here, or that this is a place where they will truly experience a God who is unlike anyone or anything they have ever known. The fact is, we all desperately need God's compassion, whether we realize it or not. We need to know and be reminded that we are worthy of a love so personal that suffers with us and for us. And that our God wants us to experience blessings of hope, joy, grace, forgiveness, and peace. This is the God who we have to share with others. Now, for those of us who have been Christians for a long time, sometimes we take this knowledge of this compassionate God for granted, and we forget how amazing and life-changing this is. Sometimes we even get discouraged. In fact, a member sent me a note the other day about a headline in the Minneapolis Star Tribune newspaper that said, and I quote, "As churches close in Minnesota, the way of life comes to an end." It was really sad to hear, and I'm sure many of us grieve the vibrant church life of the past. But let us be reminded, even though church life in our country and our world may not continue to look exactly the same as it did in the past, our God is still the same God who desires for everyone to experience his amazing, compassionate love. Let me say that again. Our God is the same God who desires for everyone to experience his amazing, compassionate love. So let us hear and respond to the call. Move the fences that are keeping people from experiencing this. Let us get creative. Not let the rules or the ways or the experiences or failures of the past get in the way. For with God's compassionate love, we can do anything. Amen.